he's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, another news-filled day. Never a dull moment, a version of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. 26 years in the saddle here and behind the microphone. I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst, our certified financial planner. It is another big news day. It is supposedly another ceasefire, and the Strait of Hormuz is open. Oil is down 10.6% right now to $89.22.
And that just filled up yesterday.
Well, boy, you should have waited a day. You want to fill low and drive high. No, that doesn't sound right.
No.
The Dow is up 1.7% today. The S&P is up 1%. The NASDAQ's up 1.2%. The Russell 2000's up 1.3%. We've got the, like I say, the oil market. There's your elephant in the room for the markets today. It is down 10.6%. Wow. The oil stocks obviously are reeling today. Gold is up 2%. And even Bitcoin is having a really good day here today. Bitcoin back on the prowl. It's up 3,200 to 77,000. 274. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with the professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here with Barry Kite. Where were you on April the 6th of this year? How many days ago was that? That's just 11 days ago.
Yeah, we were traveling. We were traveling into Sarasota. Last Monday. Yeah.
That was really a quite a seminal day, week in the markets, all the way around the market. The S&P 500 bottomed. We came out with our article. I got to check and see, was that the bottom the day our article was printed? When I said this is a compelling buy, I think our article was April 6th.
Yeah, no, certainly it came out. It definitely came out April 6th. Yeah, I think it came out around. I think it finally got published around 1 p.m. On that Monday, which was an up day in the market, I believe.
And I had been telling our people way before the article ever got published. In fact, the headline in the newsletter on that weekend was: "Is this the beginning of a bear or a buying opportunity?"
And I guess officially the dip was that I guess that final kind of
Friday?
Recent dip was March 30th, so whatever date that was.
The
S&P hit 6,343, it looks like. And so it's been, of course, you know, I think when the article was published, it was roughly, market was around 6,600. And, of course,
I missed 300 points.
Yeah.
Well, I'm losing it. I'm losing my touch. And where's it at now? It's hitting a new all-time high.
71.13.
Okay. You know, look, I look at it like the Masters. You got an 80-foot putt. You put that baby three feet within the pin, the flag. That's pretty dang good, all right, on an uphill, slanted, green.
We'll take that two-putt, right?
Yeah, and then it in for your birdie or your eagle. Really, that's an eagle. The eagle has landed. And we've had nothing but rally ever since. So we're up, I don't know, 400 or 500 points in the S&P 500 since that article. And then some of the stocks that we've been writing about also, Broadcom. And other than that, I'm full of humility this morning. No, but you know what? Facts are facts. Facts are facts. And when I was doing the workshop down in Sarasota, I was showing some of the results that we had achieved, right? And then I said, you know, in reality, I'm a really humble person. And they all started laughing like, oh, yeah, you just bragged for five. I'm only presenting the facts. That's all.
Well, you get excited about making people money. You say it all the time.
Yes.
You hate looking at bad stocks, what gives you joy is making folks money out there. So
yeah, it's 100%. Okay, well, we had a decent day in the market. We hit a new all-time high as a firm since I started this company in 2006, and now, of course, we're part of a nationwide firm. But our little segment is still, you know, pretty much intact.
Autonomous,
no
yeah.
changes being made. Autonomous. And I can still track our little segment and how we're doing. We hit a new AUM high yesterday and another one again today. I'm a guy who likes all-time highs. There's no limit to all-time highs, right? There's no ceiling. I don't care what the case may be in all aspects of life, whether it's relationships, whether it's knowledge, whether it's education, whether it's spirituality, whether it's you know, your bank account, whether it's happiness. I'm a guy who likes all-time highs. And I did break out the shirt and put it on our conference table today, Barry.
Did you?
Says,
good.
Bill was right again.
Send me a picture of it. I haven't seen it in a while.
I can't remember if a client sent me that or if I think it might have been Rob Sanford, who used to work for us a long time ago, might have had that made. Well, anyway, we have why is the market going up today? Well, right before we went live here, there was a report or a news item
big
that
news.
The Strait of Hormuz is fully open. Is that what I read?
Yeah, no, that's what that saw it come across the bottom of the screen right after, but you know, between basically when we kind of turn the news off and get ready to kind of tackle the show, you know, it's that's where you saw oil down. You know, it's reflected in the price of oil down, like you said, 10%. And so apparently, it's at least for the remainder of this, I saw it where it said remainder of the ceasefire, the Strait of Hormuz is open. So I guess is it, you know,
yeah.
Who gets there first? You know, if you're one of those boats out there, you want to go ahead and get out of there if you can. Right?
I'm not ready to fire up a ski boat and put on my skis and go skiing through the Strait of Hormuz on a slalom ski, waving to the you know, the shoreline.
Yeah,
like
you don't
we used to do
first.
That at Lake Havasu in the Colorado
yeah.
River. That was one of our favorite haunts. We would haul our little ski boat over there, fishing boat. And a water ski up the river, waving to the people on the beach and whatnot, you know. I can't see me doing that in the Strait of Hormuz because you hit a landmine in a little ski boat or a sea line. That's not good. You know, you're not going to be waving anymore. But anyway, we have that. And, you know, like I say, it is open for business. Who wants to be the guinea pig? I think probably there will be a naval escort put into place with minesweepers in front of the convoy going through.
Yeah, I'll go third.
Or they'll have to declare it, you know, safe. They'll have to declare it safe. Imagine the water's warm. The water's nice, kind of like the Mediterranean. But still, I'm not putting on the water skis. Another thing that they're working on is the U.S. is giving Iran $20 billion cash for an uranium agreement with Iran. Now, I remember, you know, President Obama sending over the
pallets of cash, yeah.
And the deal they struck really had no impact whatsoever on slowing them down in their nuclear ambitions, but they did get a lot of cash.
It may have sped them up.
Yes, it may have funded their enrichment capacity.
Right.
I don't know. I never did understand that big pallets of cash left for them. You got to get something in return. The U.S. and Iran are negotiating a three-page, well, that's pretty good if you can get it down to three pages, plan to end hostilities in the Middle East. With discussions centered on releasing $20 billion. Well, it's their money to begin with, so it wouldn't cost us anything. $20 billion in frozen Iranian assets in exchange for Iran surrendering its stockpile of enriched uranium. Yeah, we can get it over here and run our data centers with it. Axios reported on Friday, negotiators will most likely meet this week. And, man, you know what? I wouldn't want to be... In the Trump administration, you just get home and unpacked and finally relax. And, hey, guess what? We're going back to Islamabad.
Yeah.
How long a flight is that, JD, Marco, Susie, all the different people that have to go on these trips? I imagine our Treasury's Bessent.
Jet lag prevention must be like, you know, it must be some, you know, they must have to all kinds of spas and IVs. I don't know what they do for that, but it seems
I got jet lag going to Sarasota last week, you know.
Right.
I was
didn't
pretty tired.
Change. Didn't even get a workshop time zone.
No. I got in kind of late. Anyway, that's that top priority for the Trump administration is ensuring that Iran cannot access its nearly 2,000 kilograms. I'd have to look what 2,000 kilograms of enriched uranium looks like, particularly the 450. Boy, we've got some boots on the ground and some intelligence. They have 450 kilograms. This is probably coming from the Mossad, enriched to 60% purity. So that is on the table right now. Maybe we send in Harrison Ford and his whip and get that uranium out of that cave. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Other things taking place this morning. Russia, or the U.S. is concerned about Russian space nukes. That's not good. You know, a nuke hovering over Charleston from Russia. Attached to a satellite. But China is the biggest threat. This.
Yeah, we've heard about those before. It was those, and then you heard eventually, you know, it was those supersonic missiles, right, that we've heard recently
Hypersonic,
that's it.
No defense for.
Yeah, I guess
you feel like a sitting duck sometimes sitting here in your office on the Wando River.
I guess that Artemis moon base is going to be a little more important than we
Maybe we'll have
right?
missile launchers up there on the moon.
I don't know.
And I still go back to that balloon that slowly traversed across America and was shot down right in front of my my condo up near
right off the coast.
I would have seen it had I been up there that weekend. I'm kind of glad I wasn't there that weekend. To see a balloon shot down by F-1 fighter jets would be a little crazy. Markets flipped the switch from fear to FOMO. Ha, ha, ha. That's what Citadel's Rubner says. And, of course, Citadel is the big hedge fund run by Ken Griffin down, which moved out of New York down to Miami.
Yeah,
big, he owns, I think, the biggest house. I think he owns half of Miami.
Right, yeah, big into program trading. If he doesn't own half of it, he's working on buying half of it. How about that?
Yeah, he bought half of the Miami beach there. That's so beautiful. And FOMO, obviously, in today's world, is fear of missing out. I've seen cats that have FOMO. The other guy's getting something he's not getting. FOMO, fear of missing out. I've seen FOMO in the market many times. Generally speaking, it's way after the bottom is hit. You know, the market's usually up 10 or 15% when FOMO kicks in. And, oh, no, I don't want to be left out. And these are the same people that succumb to fear at the bottom and sold. So fear and FOMO need to be controlled in your mind and your emotions. And I'm here to tell you that I think that the best way to handle fear and FOMO is E, the big E, and that's earnings, and following the fundamentals of the market. Now here, this next story backs this up. The market has legs as stocks hit another record, as cyclical growth gains momentum. I saw all kind of articles during this current crisis about this reliable recession indicator is flashing red right now. I'm going, what indicator? What indicator could that be? What? It's clickbait, and it was the number one trending story on the market that day. And I'm sure the guy had a lot of page reads, maybe made a few $100 with his headlines. But I said, dude, you're 100% wrong. And this is the point that this person is making, is the underlying fundamentals of the market. And, you know, I gave you three things in my article about a compelling market buy. Number one.
Based on the fundamentals, by the way.
Yes, the market had pulled back to a forward PE of 19.77 from 23. Okay, so all of a sudden, something that cost you 23 times earnings, all of a sudden is on sale for 19.77. Now, even more compelling is this fact. As the market came down, the earnings estimates were going up.
Yep.
Which made it even that much more compelling. And number three, a record amount of S&P 500 companies guided higher for this quarter that we're now in. And by the way, we've only seen a few earnings reports so far. I mean, it's been a trickle. Next week's going to be a gusher. And I will have an update for you this Saturday in the newsletter as to where we stand right now as far as the earnings estimates. We currently stand at, for next year, $372 per share. For this quarter, as of last Friday, we're looking for 12.6% overall growth versus the same comparable quarter last year, first quarter 2025. And so far, I'm going to guess 10 or 15% of the S&P 5 companies have reported. It's mostly come from the big banks and the financials. The only real, well, I can't think of an S&P 500 tech stock that has reported yet.
Yeah, Alcoa, they always report early. Yeah, Alcoa yes. always reports earlier. Whatever. They're still named Alcoa.
Fastenal.
Yeah.
But no. But next week's going to be a gusher. But we will have.
We did get Netflix today.
Which and another disaster for them.
Yeah, that's
you know,
not a great
well,
fair look.
They made this. They made some mistakes with their the things they were saying and the things they were producing, and it made a lot of people mad. And you had boycotts going on, and it's just never a good thing. Prediction market slashed 2026 U.S. recession odds to just 28%. I think that's still way too high.
That's a little high.
I would say less than 10 myself.
Well, as you mentioned, we mentioned all the time. I mean, you talked about the jobless claims last week. You know, it came out yesterday. What, it was around 207. It was below consensus, which was around 213. And as we said, you got to be in the 300 range to even, you know, to even start kind of to flash the red to flash the recession red flag signal or whatever.
I've seen nothing.
Right.
Nothing yet. And you know where 28% may seem high, but guess where it was recently? 45% chance of a recession this year. Well, the people that put their money on that bet weren't, that wasn't a very good bet. And
what's
and they're
the
praying
adage?
For a recession now, or yeah. they're stuck, right?
Well, what's the old the old adage about economists, right? The joke is they've called 40 out of the last three recessions because they always think one's coming, right?
I mean, yes, always. and you know, it's the bold headlines that either are based on fear or greed. Double-digit returns in a dividend stocks or fear of a recession that get the headlines and the clicks on Seeking Alpha. And it's been my experience that a lot of those writers, most of them are just amateurs. They're amateurs. They've never managed money. They've never written up a research report. They've never been to Wall Street. They've never visited publicly traded companies. They sit at home trying to make a few extra bucks by writing articles for Seeking Alpha. I don't know what Seeking Alpha's standards are for letting people write an article, but judging by most of the articles that are written, they're pretty low. And why would I trust somebody that has never done any of those aforementioned things and use them as my trusted guru? OpenAI to spend more than $20 billion on Cerebras chips. When we come back, the symbol CBRS. They get a big deal with OpenAI, $20 billion. More on CBRS when we come back. But a mother, you're the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but
but it must be the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
And welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show, the Friday, April 17th edition. Let's just take a look inside the Dow, underneath the covers of the Dow. What is moving the Dow today? Well, it's not the oil stocks, I can tell you that. Chevron is down 9.6% today. Exxon is down 9.2% today as the oil stocks, with oil dropping under 90 again to $89.22. I'm going to fill up today, Barry. I think I'll even wait till Monday. See, I've learned to fill up low and not drive high.
I should have filled up halfway and hedged my bet, right? I
mean, hedged your bet.
I should have hedged, right?
You know, maybe I'll fill up the boat this week. I got a full tank. I bet I got a full tank of a lot cheaper gas too in that, because it's been about 4 or 5 months. I did get out in the boat yesterday, took a little spin around the backyard here. It was fun. Let the wind blow back your hair.
It's been nice out there, too.
It was pretty nice. A little windy. Amazon is up. Let's see. Amazon. Oh, I got it. Let me sort this by percentage gain, and we'll see who the leaders are. The losers, we know. Okay, the biggest winner in. You know, it's not the stocks you would think. Boeing. This is the Dow. Boeing's up 4.9%. Sherwin-Williams. Up 4.5%. Now, why do you think, you know the answer to this, why would Sherwin-Williams be up 4.5% today?
Yeah, I mean, my only thought is either they
where does paint come from?
Yeah,
where does paint come from?
Or petroleum. Yeah, that was my
thought.
There
you go. Yeah. Bang. As an old artist who painted billboards with my father.
Well, when you say cadmium, was it cadmium red you were talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Time, the price of cadmium or whatever that
alizarin crimson, ultramarine blue, those are beautiful. Titanium white, just gorgeous oil colors. Home Depot's up 4%. American Express. These are not any stocks that we own. We're not up as much as the market today because it's all the losers that are up today, and we don't like to own losers. American Express is up 3.6%. 3M is up 3.5%. Nothing there that we own. And then even when we go to the NASDAQ, we kind of see the same thing there. Let's see. I got to get over here to
their the Dow's up 2% and the NASDAQ's up 1.38. So, yeah, it's interesting odd day for some of those Dow names.
Yes, and furthermore, in the NASDAQ, you're not seeing the typical leaders today that you would expect. Instead, you're seeing Expedia, which obviously a travel stock.
It's like adding, it's almost like an additional breadth to the market versus, you know, the AI leadership that's been leading it over the last 11 days. I saw where the NASDAQ's up 11 days in a row, and it was the first time since December of 2019 that we had this week, and it's been the best 3 weeks for some of these for the large indices in a long time, which seems, you know, one of those weeks wasn't probably an up week. I mean, only the last 2 weeks really have been.
In your mind, what does the word compelling mean?
Yeah, it means take action. In my opinion,
I don't use the word compelling very often.
Right.
Sometimes you run into very compelling people. Sometimes you run into very compelling bargains. Sometimes you run into very compelling and lucrative situations. And that's the exact words that I use. Now, as I look at the NASDAQ, how much do we have invested in American Airlines? Not much. It's up 8.8% today. And why? So most of these trades today are either stocks that are benefiting from the big drop in oil or getting hurt by the big drop in oil. Expedia is number two. I don't know why Align Technology, that's the braces, you know, on your teeth. Dentsply is another one. Maybe there's some kind of merger. Wynn Resorts is up 4.6. Hasbro, a toy company, up 4.4. Dollar Tree, 4.4. So the first tech stock we run into today is ASML, which is in the NASDAQ. ASML is up 3.8%
today. Having a good day. Yeah.
And it had a couple of weak days in a row after their earnings report. They were one of the tech stocks that reported this week, and they are in the NASDAQ. I don't know if the earnings were good.
Yeah, the earnings weren't. It wasn't a bad earnings report either. So.
No. Synopsys is up 3.8. That's a chip designer. Booking, obviously, traveled 3.8. Ulta Beauty up 3.6. Now, here's the second best, and we own this one, Analog Devices, ADI. Chip stock up 3.6%. Western Digital up 2.9%. Mercado Libre up 2.8%. Tesla's had a couple of good days. I don't know why, but it has. Up 2.7%. Seagate up 2.6%. Those are the leaders. And even Apple. Apple is up 2.3%. And last but not least, we will look at the S&P 500. You're going to hear a lot of the same names, however, because there's a lot of overlap amongst these stocks. If we go to price percent change and we click on that right there and sort it by price percent change, the losers are easy to spot. APA, natural gas stock, down 11.6%. CF Industries, fertilizer stock, down 10.4. Valero Energy, down 9.8. Netflix, however, that is fundamental to their earnings report. It's down 9.1. We don't own Netflix. Diamondback Energy, down 8.5. Devon Energy, we do own. It's down 8.2. You have to kind of decide what you're going to do with. We have a few oil holdings that have gotten us through this rough patch in the market, kind of as a hedge, and now they're falling precipitously today. So we'll have to make some decisions. That's my job as a professional money manager, is to make those daily decisions on every single position that we own. That's not as easy as it sounds, but I take it very, 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 very seriously. Okay, now let's go back to the news here. Cerebras Chips, CBRS. Did you look up that symbol, Barry?
What's that one? What's the symbol on that one?
CBRS. CBRS. Well, you'll find that it's not. There isn't a publicly traded stock with that name. What does that mean? It's a private stock. It's not public. Now, if I enter it over here in Yahoo Finance, maybe it will come up. No. But
I was surprised it even has the name. Yeah, I was surprised it even has the symbol and name in Seeking Alpha.
You know, Seeking Alpha has a way, like SpaceX has a symbol, OpenAI has a symbol, even though they're not publicly traded, Anthropic has a symbol. And you can look up, let me see, in Seeking Alpha, you can look up these private companies. There they are, private companies. All right, I'm going to pull this up. And it will list their up and down. So the number one private company by market cap right now is SpaceX. And they have a little dot PVT after them, the symbol, meaning private. Number two, OpenAI at $850 billion. Then you drop clear down to Anthropic at $380. Cerebras is way down the list, but it's $27 billion, private company. It's right next to Kalshi, private company, $22 billion. Perplexity is down there, $21 billion. And Dural is there at $84 billion. That's a monster, and Dural, which is an AI defense stock. Actually, it's... Let's see. And Dural's market cap. Where did that go? I lost it. But anyway, Databricks is there. Stripe is there. Ripple is there. Those are your biggest private companies right now.
Well, Cerebras, in that case, course, that means, yeah, well, Cerebras, that means if they're like, you know, what I think you said, 28, 27 billion, well, you just got a $20 billion they just got a $20 billion order from OpenAI, so, yeah.
Not bad.
No.
But, you know, the only way to get exposure to that is if you're in some kind of fund that has exposure to these private companies, which are very risky, by the way. I mean, there's got to be
Just ask the private credit markets. Yeah, ask the private credit markets how risky they are right now, right?
They're very risky. And these are this is private equity now, opposite from private credit. But still, there's not maybe quite as much risk in private equity. But it's up there. It's very, very sky high. I have no interest in investing in any of those companies at this point of their various stages that they're in. Okay, when we come back, okay. Lilly weight loss pill, how many prescriptions did they fill now that they have the pill? News on Oracle, Anthropic, and Air New Zealand with their sleep pods. Maybe I will make a flight to Australia after all. We'll be right back.
On a winter's day, you gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna go.
And welcome back to the final segment of today's Best Talks Now show. Well, it's Friday, and you say, well, Bill, he's got looking forward to the weekend and having some time off. Yeah, when I get the newsletter done, which I now have junior analyst helping me with the newsletter, taking some of the load off of my shoulders. But still, I mean, the final product is Bill Gunderson. It's not junior analyst. They're doing a lot of the rote kind of work that has to be done every week and updating the graphics and the charts and things like that. Lilly weight loss pill prescriptions, 1,400 in the first week of the launch. I'm a little underwhelmed by that myself. I have to be honest, we don't currently own Lilly. It's been a dead stock in the water. Despite their blockbuster weight loss drug, the stock lacks a pizzazz right now and momentum. And I think it all has to do with the pricing as the prices keep dropping for the pill. I can't remember the name of their pill. It's weird. Let's see.
I got it right here. Yeah, well, I think the key is it'll be interesting to see how much they save from a margin standpoint at some point, right? In terms of they've ramped up the development of it, but if you can keep cranking out pills instead of having to crank out the shot, then over time that certainly should be a boost to margins in some form or fashion.
The name of the pill is Foundayo.
All right, well,
I think Foundayo? Well, they use that song Dayo. Yeah, they use that at baseball games, but I don't know about weight loss. What was his name that did that song from the?
I can see him right now. Yeah,
yeah.
Did he do "Don't Worry, Be Happy" too?
Yeah, that's the no, but something like that.
Yeah.
Oracle jumps as expands AWS deal. You know what? I've been bitten twice by Oracle. I'm not going back. I've been bitten twice by Oracle. I'm not going back. Okay. I've learned. It's like that.
Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of a nut, but he did have a big song, Dayo. I put my crab traps in the water today, loaded them with chicken legs, trade them in for some stone crabs or blue crab. The last thing a crab does, I hate to put the crab in boiling water. I'm a tender-hearted kind of guy, and, you know, I just immerse them in the boiling water. What are you going to do? and the last thing they do is they reach that claw up out of the water and try to pull you into the boiling water with them. They're mean son of a guns. And, you know, I've met people like that, you know, and, you know what I mean? Bite me twice. No, okay. All right. Now, Air New Zealand set to offer first sleep pods in the sky. Now, my nephew from Harvard, who is Mr. Disruption guy, the whole philosophy of disruption, he goes all over the world speaking. And hopefully, I'm hoping that we can get him to speak at one of our workshops.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Especially one of we do a nationwide televised one, which hopefully we're going to do at the next one in Minnesota. But he flies around the world, and I was talking to my sister, it's her only son, and he's flying to Singapore. That's a 21-hour flight.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, look, Sarasota was long enough for me, but I like the California. California is, it's funny, California is 6 hours going there because you're going against the wind, and coming home it's 4.5 hours because you've got the wind at your back.
Tailwind, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot better to have the wind at your back than the wind in your face. I found that to be true.
It works
unless
good
you're
with
out
the
on
market.
A boat.
Yeah, it works good with the market, too, right?
It works good with the market. And if you're sailing, you know, in a boat, you don't want the wind in your face. You want the wind in your back, boosting you, not slowing you down. New Zealand, and I'm looking at a picture of these pods. And the first thing I think of is my father's submarine he was on. I went on a few diesel subs there in San Diego just to see what it would look like where his sleeping. It looks just like that. Or it looks like the bunks on a overnight fishing boat leaving out of San Diego's Fisherman Landing or H&M or Seaforth. You've got about, I'm going to say 30 inches maybe between you and the bunk above you. And the bottom bunk is right on the floor. And then there's about four bunks above that, and they call them sky pods. They come with a full-length mattress. Well, so does an old fishing boat. Bedding, ambient lighting, a privacy curtain, ventilation, and charging ports. Well, what else does a guy need?
Yeah, what if you
I could handle that, but 21 hours is a long time to be cooped. Yeah. I hope you can get up and walk around. And our last story of the day here, Krispy Kreme expands to the Netherlands, and there's no truth to the fact that they're putting their headquarters right next to Novo Nordisk that sells Wegovy, but the two kind of complement each other, don't they? You go to Krispy Kreme, and then you take your Wegovy pill, or you take your Wegovy pill to resist those glazed donuts hot out of the grease. Anyway, that's our show for today. Now, I'll be doing the newsletter. I get a big head start today. This is my internal research that I do every week. I do it for me, and I share it. I share what I found to be the most important things to track on a weekly basis in the market with you. And you'll see an update. Our portfolios are doing very, very well this year, 2026. You can look at those, what's in them. You've never gotten one before. You're entitled to 4 free weeks by going to GundersonCapital.com. And I'm getting a thumbs up. Oh, working on hotels, 519. It might be May 19th. We don't have the place and time yet. And then we think after that it's going to be Dallas after Minnesota and then Atlanta after trying to time that with the red-hot Padres that won again last night.
Yeah, I sent you some dates in August where the Padres will be in. Yeah, somewhere around
I've stayed at that hotel that is actually attached to the ballpark in Atlanta. That's quite a thing in that little street they have with all the restaurants and festivities and go Padres, first place. No, they're second place because the damn Dodgers, with their unlimited budget, are 14-4 with Shohei Ohtani and all these guys, Mookie Betts and all these great pitchers and everything. Okay, again, to get the newsletter, the app, the trading alerts for 1 month, GundersonCapital.com. To set up an appointment with us. Are you sitting in a bunch of duds? Is it time to clean the garden up and get it pruned for the new planting season? Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.